Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today we're doing our Carbon School District update featuring Principal Nikki Vasquez of Helper Middle School. Principal Vasquez, always a pleasure. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
You know, it's always an exciting time once you get the school year up and rolling, you get through that first semester, and now it feels like time's just been flying by. Christmas and Thanksgiving break already upon us. That's a lot to manage, I'm sure, as a principal.
Yeah, we just kind of get into it, and there's no other way to do it, so we just keep chugging along. But yeah, it's gone by fast.
You know, time doesn't stop for anyone as much as we wish it could sometimes, but always an exciting time. And we'll start off by talking about the academics. You know, a major emphasis across the Carbon School District over the past few years, of course, has been getting math and reading down. You want these kids being able to get on level and oftentimes beyond level. So we were talking beforehand, you guys have some pretty good progress going on over at Helper Middle.
Yeah, we're super excited. So one of the things that we have been focusing on the last couple of years is just the basic math facts. So we started out the year with 31% of our students who were proficient in addition, 15% in subtraction, 25% in multiplication, and 22% in division. And I am so happy to say that right now, as of today, we have 76% proficient in addition, 58% in subtraction, 52% in multiplication, and 44% in division. So we've made some huge gains already.
No, that is major growth. Oh my goodness, that's incredible growth that you've shown in just a quarter and a half of school. That's awesome gains that you're having over there. So you can tell that the staff is really taking the time to make sure that the kids are understanding these concepts, and that's a big testament to them. It's a hard time to try and teach. I think middle school,
right,
honestly, probably the hardest age group to teach, because not only are you trying to teach them these facts, but you're also trying to balance them as they grow through adolescence, they go into more grown adults. It's a hard time trying to balance that emotional side with the learning side of things.
Right. And it's actually my favorite group. I just love them so much. They're just so malleable still. And but they're old enough to know. And so it's just a really, really great fit. And we're super excited. And we're celebrating with them along the way. And hopefully we'll have a big celebration once we reach our goal of 95%. So we're super excited. And we have our reading data. We have just beginning of year data now, and we'll retest in December. So we're hopeful that we're going to see some huge gains there as well.
You know, mid-year testing is always interesting because it comes right as all of these fun activities are coming on. And at Helper Middle School, that's no exception. You guys recently had your production of Frankenstein. Your theater department is incredible. I got to give them props. They put together some really impressive shows.
Yeah, they really do. And it's an elective, so they have to choose to do it. And then to do some extra, you know, things outside of school, it requires a lot of our students. And so they do a fantastic job, and it's always exciting to see them put on a production.
I think the dedication of the students at Helper really, it impresses me. You guys have so many kids getting out and getting involved in different electives, whether it be sports, whether it be theater. You have a good group of kids there who are willing to get out and participate. And in the age of technology, where we're seeing less and less of that, it feels like Helper is a real outlier in that department.
Well, we really try to push our kids to do something. And some kids are not able to, but we do have a variety of things for them to do. So we have RPG Club, and so that's role-playing games, obviously drama. And it's, again, it's not an extracurricular, but it does kind of feel like that. We do have Quiz Bowl, the sports, obviously. And so, yeah, I think we do get a good variety for students to be able to participate in something.
Yeah, and in addition to those extracurriculars, you also have several school-sponsored activities that are coming up pretty quickly here with the holidays. We were talking beforehand. It sounds like you guys are getting ready for a fun holiday season over at Helper Middle School.
Yeah, we have Thanksgiving Bingo coming up, and that's kind of been a tradition for, well, several years, I don't know, 10, 12 years, where we actually have bingo cards and they play bingo and earn prizes. And this year we actually have some better prizes. And so we're super excited about that. It's fun to watch the kids just understand, you know, there's some different kind of fun to be had out there. And then we'll end up with Christmas dodgeball right before Christmas break. It's just a huge, you know, celebration, give them some downtime right before Christmas break, and do carnival style activities as well.
And those dodgeball tournaments are always so much fun. I remember being in middle school. Those were the days that you looked forward to most. There's just so much fun. Now, as an administrator, looking at it from your perspective as principal, how do you balance all of this? I mean, you got the academics, you got the clubs, you got the extracurriculars. How do you keep a balance between yourself, the staff, and the students? How do you make sure that it's a complete balanced effort over there?
That's a great question. I think we just really run it kind of like you would your own family. You know, you really do need to have expectations. You know, you've got to get your chores done, so to speak. And so we really do expect the kids to do the work that we ask them to do. And so you have to be eligible. So you have to have a C minus or better in all classes and not be on what we call behavior probation in order to participate in these activities. And we hold high expectations. We talk to our kids. We, you know, if something's going on, we try to support them in any way we can, academically and or emotionally. And our staff is hands down the best staff on planet Earth. They care about these kids so much. We have teachers who are there morning, noon, and night trying to help our students, and will stay after if they're failing and they want to get their grades up. And they're just super supportive. The teachers know what kids are struggling, and we'll mentor them to get them to get their grades up. And so it's just really running it kind of like a family.
I feel like that's the big difference that rural education has in terms of benefits over something you'd find in a bigger school district, like up in Salt Lake or Provo, is that you can develop that personal relationship because the class sizes they're pretty decent sized, but they're small enough where you can develop that personal relationship. And I feel like at a bigger school district, that's not something you're going to be able to find. So you do have that familial feeling connection with these students.
Yeah. And we really do try to emphasize that in all aspects. And so when we talk in PLCs, I ask our staff to call students by name. And so hopefully every student is being called by name several times a day. And that's just something, yeah, you're not going to get in a bigger school district.
You know, and it's something that makes you feel like you're cared about. So you guys are really going above and beyond for these students. And it shows when they step out to the next levels of school or even into our community as a whole, that they really feel like they're cared about and they were cared about during their time at Helper Middle School. It's a great feeling and it's a great job you guys are doing over there. Now, Principal Vasquez, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
No, just come check us out sometime and check out our building. It's great. And just the feel of the school if you were interested.
Yeah, the building is spectacular. Principal Vasquez, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Again, our guest, Helper Middle School Principal Nikki Vasquez, and we're doing this week's Carbon School District Update. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.